Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan. Welcome sa May Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang man yan, ipon, insurance, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang May Peraan question ay galing kay Dante. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan, 45 years old, single, halos isang dekada ng permanenteng naninirahan sa Australia at nagtatrabaho ng full-time sa industriya ng IT. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Dante. Kamusta po, ako si Dante. Masasabi ko na nakakaluwag ako sa aking buhay dahil may full-time work at kahit nagka-pandemya, masasabi kong stable ang aking trabaho sa IT company na 10 taon ko nang pinapasukan. Ngayon na 45 na ako, medyo napapaisip na ako kung kakailanganin ko bang kumuha ng income protection. Kamakailan lang kasi ay na-diagnose ng hypertensive at diabetic. Nagkasabay-sabay lang pero kinakaya pa naman. May kaibigan kasi ako nagpayo sa akin ito pero hindi ako kumbinsido na kakailanganin ko dahil meron naman akong health insurance at ipon. At para maliwanagan siya, makakasama natin muli ang finance expert na si Michelle Baltazar. Kamusta po, Ms. Michelle?
Eto, maganda pa rin. How are you?
Maganda rin. Like you. Okay, Miss Michelle, tulungan natin si Dante. Nako, very rare na lalaki ang humihingi ng tulong. Alam naman natin ang mga lalaki. Shy sila humingi ng payo. So, gusto nating i-comment si Dante dahil nagpaka-humble, no? Para humingi ng advice from you. Income protection, is this something na maituturing din ba nating insurance and is it something na gusto mong i-recommenda sa kanya?
Okay, here we go, Dante. Thank you so much for writing to SBS about this very important issue. Sa experience ko, tayong mga Pilipino, we don't really talk about income insurance. Maybe we talk about death insurance, pero income insurance, which is insurance to protect your income, is not something we really talk about. So I will answer your question in two parts. First of all, I will define income protection here in Australia. And second of all, I will address your health pre-existing medical condition and what it means, you're being hypertensive and diabetic. So first of all, income protection, yes, it is a type of insurance. It's also called income insurance, but it is different from death insurance, which only gets paid off when you die and it's for your family, or health insurance, which is when you get sick. So that's good that you have health insurance. Ito ay hindi personal advice, pero roughly speaking, kung ang sweldo mo ay above $100,000, you really have to think seriously kung kailangan mo ng income insurance kasi one, if you have mortgage payments, and two, hindi ka agad-agad makakahanap ka ng trabaho na ganun din ang sweldo. And it all depends. So, kagaya ng personal experience ko, nung nagkaroon ako ng sweldo na medyo mahalaga, I had to fill up a form for income cover na sinasabi nila, okay, Michelle, pag halimbawa maaksidente ka, kung may income insurance ka, bibigyan ka namin ng $5,000 per month, sabi nila. Pero $5,000 per month ay kasya lang para sa aking mortgage at sa aking investment property at hindi na ako makakakain ng lechon. So it's only egg noodles. So yan ang kailangan mong isipin. Halimbawa, Dante, kung mayaman ang mga parents mo, so if you lose your job, maybe you can live with them, ganon, then you don't really have to take income insurance. Okay, that's the tip. The second bit is, if you have superannuation, automatically, meron kang income insurance. Ang hindi ko lang masasagot ay magkano ang income insurance mo. Halimbawa, if you earn $80,000, checkin mo yung income insurance mo sa super fund mo, baka $3,000 lang. So, kulang pa. The good thing is you can top up. You can pay extra if you want to be paid $6,000. So, kampante ka. Pangatlo, if you are under 30, nagkaroon ng bagong rule dito sa Australia na if you earn a certain amount, wala kang income insurance. It's too complicated to explain it right now, but if you're a millennial, you just need to check if you have income insurance. So I hope that answers the question. If you are getting paid well, you have to think of it seriously. But if you are happy with your income from your super fund, then that's enough. Maybe that's enough for you.
Okay. O sige, dahil nga we're pressed for time, na final word na lang po sa mga katulad ni Dante para naman maging maayos sa pangangatawan niya pagdating na rin sa usaping income protection. Ano pong maipapayo ninyo?
Yes. So sa income protection, I think one of the things you have to look after is your stress levels, Dante, kasi nakaka-hypertension yan. But insurance, sasabihin ko na sa'yo, kahit anong utak mo, mas mautak pa rin ang insurer sa'yo. So they will always measure your premium based on your pre-existing medical condition. Kahit sabihin mong hindi ka smoker, pero smoker ka pala, magiging void ang insurance mo. So you have to be honest in your insurance form. You have to tell the truth or the contract will be void. At wala kang habol. So stay healthy. There is a premium. And sometimes for some people, the income cover from your super fund is enough. And finally, kung nagbabudget ka, it can be anywhere between $30 to $100 per month to cover your income insurance through your super fund. So check mo na lang and best of luck to you.
Okay, maraming salamat ulit sa ating tampok na eksperto. Para sa linggong ito, walang iba kundi si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, mag-email lang sa amin, filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naman naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan!
May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.